Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life.
Now the Bible says in the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 20 and 21. And this is what the Lord said many, many years ago before the church was born. But again, he's revealing his original intent. In Numbers, he says, "Then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word, but truly, as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord." But this is one thing I see. God's original intent is to have a group of people so full of the Holy Spirit that the whole world, the whole earth will be full of the glory of God. Some of you have lost the original oil, the original empowerment, the original cloak, the original anointing. God wants to restore it in your life.
Now, here's your host, Jim Rohn.
Praise God. It is another beautiful day. Thank you for tuning in to Global Radio. On our last program, I was telling you that we were surprised when we looked at our stats or our metrics, how many people were listening to our program in the Ukraine. Now, I didn't know too much about the Ukraine, and of course, that was before the war. Today, we have once again a pastor from the Ukraine of Victory Church, the pastor of Victory Church, the largest church in the Ukraine right now. Pastor Henry Madova at the Global Awakening Voice of the Apostles.
Well, thank you very much. You're very kind. Can you be seated, please? I'm so excited to be at the Voice of the Apostles. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you once again for the privilege. So I'm Henry Madava. I love Jesus. Yeah, that's the best introduction I can get. I just love Jesus. Amen. Now, when I'm preaching, I'm expecting that the Lord will do some impartation. Number one, the anointing to get into difficult places and break through, open doors for other ministries to come in later. That has been a part of my ministry. Get into a place where nobody goes, push the doors, make the gateway, and then the other people can come in later and they can do Instagram photos later. But I believe God is going to impart that to you, especially if you're an apostolic voice, pastoral voice, evangelistic voice. I believe God will impart that to you. And number two, the anointing to expand the kingdom of God. God is the one who is expanding his kingdom, but he works through us. And I want to believe that God will release that on your life, even while I'm preaching. One day I was preaching in Thailand. I've been doing crusades in Thailand for many years before anybody knew there was a Thailand to go to. Again, breaking through, and then now everybody can go to Thailand. So I was in this service. I said, "Lord Jesus, can you give me a gift? Open blind eyes while I am preaching." Not while I'm praying, but while I'm preaching. And I was surprised he heard me. He actually heard me. And I'm preaching. And at the end of the message, I said, "Anybody here whose eye was blind and is open?" We had 5 blind eyes while I was preaching. I said, "Thank you, Jesus." And I remember that happened after Dr. Randy came to Ukraine with Jeremiah, his son, I remember that, and he was talking about metallic objects in the body. And I remember that pushed my faith very high in that direction. And the first one that happened to me was a medical doctor. She had been injured, and she had these metallic objects in her foot. So she was walking like this. And so I was preaching, and when I was praying, the whole thing, the metals dissolved and disappeared. And she was a medical doctor. And that was very important, because when the medical doctor came up and said, "Folks, I had metals and they are gone." And that's very effective. Praise the Lord. Expanding the spirit-filled movement and extending the kingdom of God. Many times when we preach messages that we have preached before. I've never preached this message before. It's something very specific the Lord gave me for the voice of the apostles. Because they are men of stature here. Expanding the spirit-filled movement and extending the kingdom of God. I am so excited about the variety of the voices that we hear this week. And everyone is powerful. I love building. I love building pastors, building leaders, apostles, building the church, and expanding the kingdom of God. I love building. So, the original church in the New Testament, it was a spirit full of the Holy Spirit. That was the original church. That was God's original intent. That was the original intent. What the church should look like. Saved, spirit-filled, holy, effective, and impactful. That was the original intent. Along the way, the church began to backslide, but God's purposes, God's original intents, they never change. They stay the same. We may have agreed to the variety of the church, good, but the original intent still stands. And so, the Bible says that his wish, it be on earth as it is in heaven. It's that kind of church, full of the Holy Spirit, that can actually do that. If you are a student in any seminary, you must have read about the Reformation. The Reformation was moving the pendulum back towards the original. And they begin to get saved by faith. But what I see is the real Reformation is not finished yet. It's not. Remember, it's not Martin Luther's thing. It's God bringing the church back to the original intent. And it's not done. And it won't be Martin Luther doing it anymore. It's our turn. It's our responsibility. He wants the Reformation to be completed and bring back the church to the original intent. Now the Bible says in the book of Numbers chapter 14, verse 20 and 21. And this is what the Lord said many, many years ago before the church was born. But again, he's revealing his original intent. In Numbers, he says, "Then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word, but truly, as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. I know that may mean many other things, but this is one thing I see. God's original intent is to have a group of people so full of the Holy Spirit that the whole world, the whole earth will be full of the glory of God. Where the real church, Spirit-filled, will become the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's his intent. And that's our responsibility, to get as many people as possible to be filled with the power of God, with the glory of God, until the whole earth is filled with the glory of God.
Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Amen.
Now, I live in Ukraine. In Ukraine, for many years, it has been the Baptist church, which are very good churches, I mean, that were at the forefront. And then the war came to Ukraine. And then I realized, wait a minute, there's a bigger responsibility right here. And I said, Lord Jesus, what do I do? And this is the truth. If you come to Ukraine now, during the war, the Victory Church is considered the largest church in the nation. Now became the largest church in the nation. And what we try to do is, as soon as people come in, get them filled with the Holy Spirit as soon as possible. Because God's original intent is that the whole church should be full of the glory and spread it. Like Ben mentioned today, we need to take it out that people will experience it wherever they are. Well, it's that burden in me to see the Church of Jesus all over the world come back to the original intent. You know, I was preaching in a city one time, and there was this Baptist preacher, and he mentioned that to me later. He said, Pastor Madhava, while you were preaching, lightning struck me. I said, you said lightning? He said, yes, lightning. I said, what do you mean, lightning? He said, well, you were preaching and I'm sitting there and a bolt of lightning hits me on the head and I begin to speak in tongues and I'm healed and I'm well. I have no idea how to face my Baptist bishop when I go back. And I was saying, Lord Jesus, I didn't ask you for lightning. Then I realized he wants the church to be full of his glory more than I wanted to. He's actually more concerned. He wants it done. I'm not advertising lightning, but that can happen to you. Many years ago, in 1985, when I got saved in a university, I went to a very structured church. It was a word church, the Rema Bible Church in Africa, in Zimbabwe. So when I came to Rema, I was sitting there. The pastor was teaching on faith, as naturally that's what he's supposed to preach about. So I'm sitting there. I'm a new believer, maybe 2 months in the Lord. And he's preaching whatever he's preaching. I don't even remember what he talked about. And I'm sitting there. And all of a sudden, I feel oil pouring on my head. So I thought, well, there must be rain. This building is leaking because there's oil. And so I look around, everything is all right. And it began to move from my head, going all the way. So I didn't pay attention to the message because I'm busy trying to understand what's this happening to me. It goes all the way to my feet. and he comes back. When he came all the way back, the pastor finished his message. It was a very, I told him already, I know the pastor, I've told him the story. It was a very boring, dry message. So the oil had nothing to do with his message. And so this oil stayed on me for 2 weeks. I think I was trying to get rid of it. I couldn't. So I went to one of the brothers in the university. I said, there's this thing that happened to me. Oil came on me, and now it's still there. And what do I do with it? I'm a new believer. They said, oh, read the Bible more, pray more, and evangelize more. Ah, okay, good, thank you. So I began to read the Bible, I began to pray more, and evangelize more. After 1 month, it lifted off. Many years later, when I began pastoring, there was a particular day when I was fasting and praying, and I felt that oil come back. Some of you, you have lost the original oil, the original empowerment, the original clock, the original anointing. God wants to restore it in your life. He wants it restored. We want to expand the Spirit-filled movement. We want to extend the kingdom. I believe there will be countries where people get saved. They will not know there are any other movements except the ones that are full of the Holy Spirit. That should be the norm for the Muslims, for the Buddhists, for the Hindus. Why should they waste time going through the other avenues? Let them get the full package at the very beginning. That's what we need. Now, there are a number of things that we need if we want to expand the Spirit-filled movement and extending the kingdom. I love it here. People here, they are all full. You may think, some, well, there's no need to do any impartation to these people. I think they've been full. Do you realize what you have here is not everywhere? And when you have something in abundance, you tend to lightly relate to it as though it's just something very simple. No, it's not. What you have here, it's not there everywhere. Don't take lightly what God is doing here. It's so deep. Number one, if we want to expand the Spirit-filled movement, extending the kingdom of God, we need to be people of conviction. There's something called conviction. For Christians, they think of just one meaning of conviction, which is the conviction of sin. We need it. It helps us to come back to the Lord or to get saved. But there's another meaning of conviction. So I try to be, as it says here, the definition from the dictionary. It's a fixed and firm belief, opinion, or principle that is held with great certainty. Like Ben, I've heard Ben preach. He has conviction about the lost getting saved. He's a man of conviction. He's not going with the train. He has the conviction. The only people who can start a movement, or through whom God can start a movement, are people who have conviction. You actually have to have conviction in you. The Bible says about Abraham, it says he was fully persuaded that God is able. That's my definition of conviction. Fully, completely, 100% persuaded. This is worth my life. When the war started in Ukraine, it was on the 24th of February, 2022. Why do I remember it? It was 5 a.m. in the morning. You say, Pastor Henry, so specific. Yes, because the whole country woke up. 45 million people woke up together at the same time. Because explosions were everywhere. So you didn't know who died, who did not. We didn't know the extent of the bombings, but the whole country was shaking. Woke up in the morning, sent my wife and my children to a safe area in Ukraine, in the western part of Ukraine. So they said, how about you? I said, wait a minute, I cannot go. Number one, I'm an apostolic leader. If I leave the city, who is going to bring, somebody needs to be here and call on the name of the Lord from Kyiv. Number two, I'm a pastor. I have church members who may die. What kind of a pastor will I be if I leave them and go to a safe place? I say number three, many pastors are looking at what is Pastor Henry doing? Is he living? So what kind of testimony would that be if they, in the morning, they ask me, where is Pastor Henry? He left. And number four, the president of our country, he was watching. The main voices like Pastor Henry, what are they going to do? And when I stayed, it was one of the biggest testimonies for him that God will protect Kyiv. We actually, people ask me, why did you stay? How much pressure was it for you to stay? No pressure. That was the natural, the most natural thing to do. And nobody was sure we will come out alive, we were going to die. But I said, Lord Jesus, I've saved you so many years. I've preached the gospel in nations, trained pastors, sent them out, planted new churches. If this is the end of the road, I will be right here. I'm not going anywhere. You planted me here. If I die, I die. I'll be here. And I think when God heard that, he was so happy. That's what I think. He must have smiled. And the result was, we lost 60% of the people in the church because of the war. But then we gained double what we lost. Now the church is much bigger. The war is still raging on. But the number of people are still coming, getting saved. We are baptizing. The first year we baptized 2,000 people. 2024 we baptized 1,000. This year we have already gone to 700 baptisms, and we continue to do it. You say, what is that, Pastor Henry? Conviction. This is my calling. This is where I'm planted. This is what I'm ready to die for. This is the reason why I live. So I told my family, if I die, I die. You will remember, Father died doing what God called him to do. You see, without that conviction, we cannot change the world. We cannot expand the kingdom, extend the kingdom as God wants it done. We need people of conviction who actually stand by what they believe. The Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 21, verse 18, Paul was a man of conviction. Acts 21, 13, then Paul answered, what are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? That's the emotional response. For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. Conviction means my emotions may want one thing, but my decision stays fixed, regardless of my emotions. We cannot be people of conviction if we are swayed easily by our emotions. We cannot. People of conviction. So how did the Apostle Paul become such a man of conviction? How could he increase the borders of the kingdom, the influence of God's kingdom? I will not read it, but I will retell it in my own words. Saul was moving from Jerusalem to Damascus. On the way, the Bible says, there was light from heaven, a voice from heaven. Then there was power because he fell to the ground. And he heard the voice, Saul, Saul, Saul. Conviction in your heart, I actually believe, is not something you create from your own emotional or thoughtful ideas. It's something that's supernatural. But this is what we can do. You actually need an encounter with God. You cannot represent the God of heaven on earth until the God of heaven touches you on earth. And then you are qualified to stand on behalf of heaven. We have so many people not touched from heaven. I know you have been prayed for. You have filled with the Holy Spirit. But what I mean is when God touches you for a purpose, when heaven downloads something in your life from heaven, then you are ready to represent heaven here on earth. You know, Saul had a touch from heaven. When God touches you. Pastor Henry, so how did you ever get into walking with God? Very simple. He touched me, and that's it. He touched me. When he touched me, I was changed. I was a new person. I was brand new. And when he touched me, I began to stand on his behalf. And heaven was standing with me. I pray that the God of heaven will keep touching you so powerfully, downloading into your life the heavenly plans so you can represent the God of heaven wherever you go. They have written about me in newspapers in more than 25 countries where they put stories about me. It doesn't bother me anymore because he touched me. When he touches you, things that bother you, they disappear. You are not worried. You are not concerned. You become a person of conviction. You are centered on who you are, what you are supposed to do. God, fill us with a heavenly conviction in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Come fly with Global Air Force.